Also, during the meeting, we ordered several 2014 calendars for the ministers, and we ordered enough for y'all. So if we get Brother Stewart and the ushers to pass them out, give one to a family. Yes, sir. They're nice 2014 calendars, and I'm sure y'all will start looking for calendars before long. So we just thought we'd get enough extra for all of you guys. And what else we need to announce? What's night service? I haven't looked at that. I don't know when is it's a Tuesday night. Christmas is on Wednesday, so watch nights on Tuesday, huh? Christmas is on Wednesday. Probably won't have Wednesday night service then. But we could have watch night service the following Tuesday instead of having Wednesday. Do it that way. So y'all are way ahead of me. Anyway, yeah, y'all are already into next year. I'm still trying to figure out if it's winter yet. If you go outside, you sure enough believe it is. But anyway, I just thought I'd make those few announcements before we get started here tonight. All right, let's just see what the Lord has.
Thank you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart
Well, I'm thankful I got to work in the meeting, and I had a black eye during the meeting, and the Sunday before the meeting, we were rearranging chairs and tables downstairs. I had three chairs in one stack. I picked them up, and somehow or another, I caught myself in the eye, so I had a black eye, but it wasn't sore or anything, so there was no problem. But I'd like to thank the Lord that during the meeting I did not have a car accident, because on the Tuesday night of the meeting, I like to come the old Conway Highway because it's less traffic, and when you're going back to Conway, when you get past Maumelle, there's hardly any traffic at all, and so I like to go that way. And so in Maumelle, there's two lanes each way. So that Tuesday night, I was going back, and I was in the outside lane, and I don't know if this car wasn't aware that I was there, or if they were on the phone or whatever, but all of a sudden, this car just starts coming over to me, and if I hadn't hit my brakes, I'd have been sideswiped. So I'm thankful to the Lord that I escaped that wreck. And, one time I remember Brother Smith said he would like to find out someday how God never had a beginning. And, I've been reading lately about the vastness. You know, that God not having a beginning, and his creation, the size of his creation is almost as mind-boggling, because they had an article in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette on November the 5th. And these scientists say that at our Milky Way galaxy, there are at least 8.8, not million, but billion planets the size of the Earth, and they orbit stars just like the Earth orbits the Sun. So it's just the vastness of space. Light travels 5.87 trillion miles per year, and the star system Pleiades is 440 light years away. That's 2.58 quadrillion miles. So when you think about the space, just go, is there any end to it or whatever? But it's so vast, to consider God and the vast dominion that he has created. And so there's a scripture in Psalm 55. It says, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. So, this world is changing. I mean, I read in the paper this week, it's either 15 or 16 states now that approve homosexual marriage, and it seems like it wasn't long ago that it was 7 or 8. So I would think, Brother Smith, I would say, if I'm right, that of the four phases of the devil, this homosexual spirit, I would say, would be the devil's spirit. I may be wrong, but that's what I would say. But anyway, I'm just thankful that, God, it took God 10 years. I moved to Conway 10 years ago, and it took God 10 years to change me. I just had this hang-up about coming to Little Rock twice a week, so finally God changed my mind, and thank God. If it wasn't for God, we couldn't change, because I don't like to admit it. When I was out of church, I smoked cigarettes and drank beer. And so I'm glad God delivered me from all that. When I go back to Conway tonight, there's evidently a bar there that has a license to serve beer on Sunday, because there's always 7 or 8 cars there, and I just say thank God. At one time I liked beer, but I wouldn't give you 10 cents for this whole room of beer. So, as many cigarettes as I smoked, I'm lucky to be as healthy as I've been, but I have really been blessed with health for a man of 71 years. And the last 3 days I've done 30 push-ups each day. So I've got a cousin, same age as me, and 5-6 years ago he had 5 bypasses. And now he's got blockage again, and he's under oxygen, and he's so weak they don't even know if he can undergo surgery. So the Lord has blessed me so much in my health, and to be a part of this group of people, and so I'm just thankful to be here.
But since like the month of November, people just tend to be more outspoken in their appreciation for different things in life and God. And I just want to make my talk as far as before the year is up. I know hopefully I'll get up before the year's over, but just to show God that I don't take what he gives me for granted, the prayers that he's answered. I prayed last night for a miracle, and I got my miracle. I'm not going to go into details, but I just know that he's always listening. And, you know, why should I fret? He's never left me yet, and he's never given up on me. And I was also thinking about how he's helped me with, because, you know, Brother Smith, I am more than willing. I've always said that whatever God wants me to do for him, that I'm here. So therefore, you know, I'm willing to interpret, even though I'm not that up on it, but I know he'll help me. And I lost my thought. But we went back to, I don't know how many years that was, 3 years ago or so, or maybe longer than that. Remember that Mexican minister, I don't even know his name, but he's from Mexico. I had a dream, and I think I've gotten up and talked about it, but I don't want to forget, because that's also like Brother Calderon was saying, you know, we shouldn't forget everything that God's done for us. And so I like to relieve those things in my mind so I won't forget. But I had a dream that I was interpreting for this man, and it was like, you know, and to me, I was like, I'm a woman, I can't do that. You know, I've always been taught that women should be quiet, that the men do the work and, you know, stuff up there behind the pulpit. And so God gave me that dream, and the man was so vivid in my, I knew, you know, I could tell, like, wow, I don't know this man, but, you know, why did I have this dream? I came to church that day, and that man was here. I mean, I'm talking about I started shaking, you know. I was like, oh my goodness, I've never had that happen to me. Why did this happen? So I know now, because when I interpret for him, and I remember I sat back there in the front seat. I didn't even go up there. I didn't feel like I was worthy to go to the platform. But I, you know, of what I heard, I don't remember everything he said. But, and again, I talk Tex-Mex. You know, I don't speak the real Mexican language from Mexico. But I was able to interpret everything he said. And so through that, I felt that God showed me that if he will help me, that no matter what man says or what, you know, what taking place, that he's going to use me if I only have a willing heart. And so, you know, of course, the year, 2-3 years went by, whatever, and I thought, okay, maybe I don't have to do it again, you know, because I was scared. Because my fear was, is like, I don't want to take away from the minister's spirit as far as they're getting down and they're really anointed and everything, and all of a sudden I'm like, stuck on a word. Okay, what does that mean? You know, and I don't want to do that. And I want to be able to. So God is showing me that he's going to help me, you know, as long as I'm willing. And I know he's doing his part. I just got to do my part. And so I just want to also tell, you know, show him that I'm appreciative of all those things that he's helped me with and prayers that he's answered and all the times that I've asked him to help me look for certain things. He's been there. He's helped me find them. And my car accidents. I mean, I used to have somebody ask me the other day. He goes, what happened to your car story? You haven't had a car story in a while. I said, well, last year was last year, a year ago. You know, I haven't, and thank God, you know. But, you know, God, who was I talking to that? I said, that's one thing I need prayer for, my memory. It's getting where I just don't remember stuff. But we were talking about my cars, about the last four cars that they were gifts, you know, because one of them was through a house that I was cleaning, and I was paying for it by cleaning their house, but it was supposed to be paid like 2 years, and I cleaned her house for 6 months, and she gave me the title and said, it's yours. And I was like, are you for real? He goes, yeah, and it was a nice car. Okay, that was my first car. That one broke down, and I was working for that millionaire, Jack Stevens, and he saw that my husband brought me to work, and he told his secretary, that was in 2004, I think, and told her that to go buy me a car, which I didn't know. Well, after work, she told me not to call Stan, not to let him pick me up. She was going to take me home. I go, you are? He goes, yeah. But she didn't take me home. She took me to her house and gave me a kiss. He goes, Jack wanted me to, want you to have that car. He said, here's the title. And I was like, what? So I was like so happy. And that was a Honda Accord, and it was the best car ever. Well, a car came and decided to take it away from me, and it was gone. But through that insurance, I got my Honda Civic. And then last year, it was gone, you know. So I was telling this person, well, I love this car, you know. But whenever God decides to give me another car, he's going to have another wreck for me. But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not having the wrecks because I'm not causing them. They're coming to me, you know, and I'm getting my free cars. So who knows? But anyway, he's in control. And I'm thankful that I have not had a permanent disability on none of those accidents. You know, I've got disabilities, but it's not due to those accidents. He's always kept his hand on me, and I'm just not the type to, you know, like I said about my memory, you know, somebody else tell me, just keep this to yourself. And I go, hey, come back an hour later and I'm not going to remember what you told me. Okay. So, you know, your secret stays with me. I'm forgetful. So anyway, but God, you know, I'm trying to remember the good things that God has done for me. And Brother Calderon, I tell you what, that really, you know, I've been working on that about not forgetting, you know, and it just breaks my heart at, you know, some of my family that God has done so much for them on raising them from the dead practically, you know, and other things. And they said they're going to, you know, thank you, Lord, you know, for like 3 or 4 months, like that lady you said, 5 months later, she was gone. And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, Lord, please help me not to, you know, I don't want to say that I'm not going to do it because, but with God's help, I'm going to stay and be thankful and appreciative and try to never forget, because I do every day. I do ask him to thank him and have a thankfulness heart. And I want to have it all year round, not just 1 month. And, so I know I'm rambling, but I just wanted to do my part in any way that I can. And I can't do a lot of physical stuff, but I can, you know, I can use my mouth. And that's one thing I guess he blessed me with, even though I might not be able to talk right. Because somebody said, well, you know, about speaking Spanish, I said, well, I barely can speak English, but, you know, y'all understand. And I try to still make myself understandable. Anyway, I thank you for putting up with me, and thank God for putting up with me. He's been there by my side, and I know, like Brother Calderon said, that, you know, out of all, that he picked him. And, I mean, that is a privilege to God to look down and on some poor Mexican girl and say, okay, you know, you're going to be in the body, because I would have never, I took it for granted as far as the years as I was growing up. I didn't realize where I was at. I mean, God had to be the one to give me the vision to realize, like, wow, you know, he brought me all around Oklahoma to Texas to Arkansas and saw the body, but I didn't see it, but I was around it to where, and ended up here. And it's like, wow, he does have a plan for our lives, and I'm thankful that he did for me.
Thankful to be here tonight, and thankful for what we feel. Sister Fisher isn't the only one with poor memory, And I'm trying to remember the songs that were sung tonight, but what was the second song? He's My Lord. Yeah. And I feel like there is victory in the camp. We may not recognize it. It may be because we're tired or we're anxious about the weather or, personal problems or things that are holding us back. But I feel that there's such a confidence, even in Brother Calderon's talk today, that we have we as a people, and I'm not talking about a make-believe. What I'm talking about is what I hear in your testimonies and the songs that are sung, is that there's victory here. And we're not a defeated people at all. And you know, that's probably one of the hardest things that we go through as a people is we work hard, we do everything hard. We play hard, we love each other, we trust each other, we throw everything into how we live. And it at times can it sets us up, if you will, for heartaches and disappointment, or it sets us up for exhaustion and being overworked or overwhelmed with our burdens. But, you know, that's who we are. And so I was thinking, coming out of this meeting, how for me personally, I entered into this meeting with a confidence that whatever came up, the Lord would provide. And there's things that, you know, that we... there's things that the media group did that were just outstanding. We had our act together, and there was things that we could have done. I should say I could have done that maybe would have made it better, planning wise. But if I'm not careful, I'll focus on the things that I could have done, and not take a moment to celebrate the things that I did. And in the hardness of life and in the frustrations that we all experience, it's good for us to take a moment to rest. And that's, there's going to come a day. We experience it every now and then, but there will come a day when we'll just rest in the Lord. And we'll cease from our labors. And we'll find a peace, the Bible says, that passes all understanding. Wow. My Lord. And we won't let fear or favor affect our decision to follow the Lord. We'll just do it. And we'll enjoy it. And we'll be at peace about our decisions. We'll be at peace about the actions that we take and the words that we speak. And, it's great. We've experienced this at times when a minister or a saint of God gets under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and it's just like that they're just like a fountain. You know, Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, the words that I speak, they are life. They are spirit and they are life. And we sing songs about come to the river, or how this is like an oasis in a desert. And we've experienced those times when someone gets under that anointing and it's just like a fountain of life. You know, it's just like the words, every word that they're speaking is just bringing refreshment to our lives. You know, whether you're feeling like you're quenched, and Brother Brett and I have a joke. We were here for a youth meeting, and I was living in Springdale at the time, and Brother Linger was here, and he put me in charge of that service. And I never experienced that before, and so We were up high, and the Spirit of God was moving strong, and it was really just a fantastic youth meeting, and we were out of water. And so I picked up the phone. I didn't know what to do. I was about 18, 19, so I'm trying to figure out who I can call to get us a pitcher of water. Well, Brett saw me, and he picked up the phone. He said, "How can I help you, Archbishop?" Of course, I didn't know Brad at the time, and apparently he knew me very well. No, that's what I said. I said, "I'm not the Archbishop, I'm the Parchbishop." Yeah, I gotta keep on his toes, Brother Daniels. Between you and me, maybe we'll help him out. So I said, "I'm not the Archbishop, I'm the Parchbishop." And I said, "Can you help me find some water?" Well, there's times, isn't there? That's why we come to church, is because we need a refreshing for our soul. Jesus said, "If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled." And so, here we stand. We came through a wonderful meeting, and some of the reports that I've gotten, people are still talking about it, saying, bringing back good testimonies and so forth. And I really, really appreciated the people that I had the privilege to work with in this meeting. The staff that I got to work with was just fantastic. And it was just a real privilege to work with them. Brother Matt, Brother Jaron, Brother Nathan. Specifically, those guys worked with me the whole meeting. And Brother Matt was just a lifesaver for me. Just really was fantastic in so many ways. And so here we came through. And we carry. If we're not careful, we'll just pass right on by. We won't take that minute. And I'm not saying have a ticker tape parade and celebrate. I'm not necessarily, saying that we have just a big banquet or party, but I am saying that we ought to at least celebrate. We ought to hang on to this feeling that we got, that these men brought with them, that the ministry of God came into this place, and they were purposeful and they were spirit-led. And they were determined to bring peace amongst themselves. And as a result of that, it brings peace to us. Praise God. And so I just want to magnify that here a little bit. And let each and every one of you know that the Lord is on our side. And of course, I like I said, as I started, I feel that. I can feel it in our testimonies and in our songs that we have victory. Praise God. That there's victory in the camp. Oh, hallelujah, that the Lord has made provision, hallelujah, for all of us. And in spite of our cares of life and the things that hold us back, in spite of even our own selfish will, in spite of the things that hinder us the most, thank God, the Lord has made provision for you and I. Praise God. And here we sit tonight in the house of God, and we're hungering and thirsting, aren't we? We have a desire for the Lord to come and send us manna from on high. Thank God. And just like the children of Israel, God instructed them, to have song, to get people out with the tambourine and sing some songs and trumpets and things like that when they were going out to battle. And here we've got a wonderful piano corner here. These sisters, they start pulling on heaven. They start looking for songs that'll help, that'll remind us, thank the Lord, that there's victory for the children of God. And so, yes, we're about to go to battle. Yes, we have things that we are going to encounter this week and difficulties and experiences that are going to, weigh heavy on our shoulders. But my Lord, isn't it great to be in the house of God tonight, to feel the Spirit of God tonight, to be uplifted tonight, hallelujah, to have the Spirit of God reach down from heaven and touch the innermost part of your being tonight. Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. My class today, for the last, I don't know, couple months, I guess, we've been going through the book of Hebrews and pretty much a chapter at a time. And today we're on the Hall of Faith. Man. Woo! You can draw inspiration by so many of the old-time people, the Old Testament worthies that exercised their faith and they were determined to have God provide their needs. And it just struck me as we were going through that today, how many times the word fear or afraid, they were not afraid, they did not fear, or if they did fear, they were fearful of God and His consequences, but they weren't afraid of man. But Durham, they weren't afraid of the consequences of man at all. And I thought about that today. And as I was talking to them about walking in faith, and the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. And we know that. In 2 Corinthians 1, it talks about how that we're to stand in faith. And I was thinking about that today, that, you know, there's so many things in our life that can bring us fear. There's so many things, so many elements in this world that bring fear upon people. You know, whether it's war or poverty or sickness or, internal turmoil or, you know, the list just goes on and on and on about the things that can bring fear in our life. But my Lord, whew, you know, as the writer said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And I've never seen his seed begging bread. And those saints of God in old days gone by, people that you and I have known, people that have trusted God in every aspect of their life, they've held fast in their faith. They've trusted the Lord no matter what. You know, what if kingdoms crumble down and what if storm clouds roll? We know that the Lord is on the throne, Brother Tally. We know He's on the throne. We trust Him tonight. So I just want to encourage you tonight. I just want to remind you just a little bit tonight. We're not in this alone. We're not on this battlefield all by ourselves. We're not here just without somebody, an overseer or protection, thank God. We're not trying to walk this walk just in our own strength. The Lord has made provision. I like that song, There's a Miracle in the Making. I love that song. I loved it. I've loved that song since the first time I heard it. I think Brother John Cornelson was the first person I ever heard sing that song. There's a miracle in the making, one just for you. The Father is working even now. We don't see it. We don't see how things are shaped. You know, I don't understand how the galaxies formed or how the earth was made. I don't understand, you know, the depths of the, what's underneath the core of the earth. There's a lot of things I don't have a perception of, but that I don't have to necessarily understand them to know that they're still real. I don't see oxygen, but I know it's there. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't see about God. I don't see my future. I don't see the future of my children. I don't see, you know, where I'm going to be in 5 or 10 or 15 or 25 years. I don't see the good health or the bad health. There's a lot of things that I don't see, but I'm going to tell you something. One thing that I do know is that no matter what comes my way, the Lord will still be there. Praise God. He will still be there. He will be there. He said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what comes, no matter what king rises, what king falls, no matter whether it's riches or poverty, no matter whether it's sickness or health. You know, when I made that covenant with my wife, and I said, for better or worse, sickness or health, the death do us part. How was I supposed to know? How was I supposed to know, you know, what life was going to bring? I didn't know. I trust. I'm trusting God. That's what I'm saying tonight. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting Him. I'm trusting Him tonight with my life, with my everything, praise God. I want to be able to rest in that trust. I want to be able to relax a little bit, fall into His arms and let Him hold me, thank God. feel the love of God touch me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Let the Holy Ghost comfort me, praise God, like Jesus said it would. I want to be able to just rest and trust and know, thank God, that I'm a child of the Most High King. And whatever comes, I know He'll be there with me. Praise the Lord.
Saying right there, you know, there's victory in the camp, and I was just thinking about that chorus. I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost. I'll take the way with the chosen of the Lord. Why should I worry or fret? My God's never failed me yet. I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost, and I must go on. So I just thought that I'll do my part. I'll get up here and I'll sing low enough that you guys can round me out, and we can sing together. How about that? No idea what key. Yeah. Well, I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost. I'll take the way with the chosen of the Lord. Why should I worry or fret? My God's never failed me yet. I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost, and I must go on. Well, I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost. I'll take the way with the chosen of the Lord. Why should I worry or fret? My God's never failed me yet. I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost, and I must go on. Well, I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost. I'll take the way with the chosen of the Lord. Why should I worry or fret? My God's never failed me yet. I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost, and I must go on. Oh, I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost. I'll take the way with the chosen of the Lord. Oh, why should I worry or fret? My God's never failed me yet. I've made up my mind. I've counted the cost, and I must go on.
Victory life! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
And I must go on.
Hallelujah. All right. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Be thankful. Still be thankful for the country you live in. I'll tell you, if you visit other countries, you'll know this is a blessed country of God. God's blessed you and I by letting us be here. Oh, God, be thankful for what the Lord's done in your life. Now he's touched you. Amen, amen. Get rested up and prayed up for a good weekend next weekend. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it. Appreciate that good uplifting message from Brother Painter. Next Sunday? No, not that. Well, we are, but in different homes, I guess. Praise God. All right. Y'all get rested up. I can tell you're still tired. But you're still encouraged. That helps me.